Welcome to a new episode of Crypto Investing Guide by Token Metrics. In this episode, we are discussing token sales, ICOs, IEOs, and IDOs. So let's get started. What are token sales? A token sale is a limited period of time during which a set number of tokens are made available for purchase to the public. They might exchange established cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or major stablecoins to acquire these new tokens. A token sale can be compared to an IPO on the stock market. An IPO is when shares of a company's stock are offered for sale to the public as a form of fundraising for the company. Similarly, a token sale raises money for a crypto project. But there are some crucial differences between an IPO and the various flavors of token sales, which we will address. What are initial coin offerings, ICOs? ICOs are a kind of crowdfunding for the crypto world. Blockchain startups offer investors the opportunity to invest in their projects by purchasing some of their cryptocurrency in advance. In exchange for financing the project, investors receive digital tokens at a low purchase price. Investors expect the value of their tokens to rise over time so they can sell them at a higher price than they first bought them for. ICOs typically take place in the early phases of a project, and the project leadership uses those funds to continue developing their products. Suppose a blockchain startup creates a new product on the Ethereum blockchain. They determine the value of their product based on what they think it's worth, as well as how much money they need to fundraise in order to scale effectively. But this value does not remain fixed. It changes according to the dynamics of the market. Token sales are very decentralized in this sense, letting market supply and demand, as opposed to some central authority, set the price. The project determines the ICO's initial price at the time of launch, and the price increases or decreases based on demand. Let's imagine a Netflix competitor called Webflix. Webflix does everything Netflix does, except it's open source and decentralized without any central authority controlling it. The data moves in a peer-to-peer fashion, similar to BitTorrent. Webflix membership can only be purchased using tokens called Flix coins. In order to raise money for operating Webflix, we sell these tokens to the public ahead of launch. People will buy them because they expect to resell the tokens for a higher value or trade them for membership at Webflix. But this only works if our project takes off. If not, the users end up with a bunch of worthless tokens. ICOs take the best from IPOs and crowdfunding, creating a decentralized system with no central authority or middleman involved. What are initial exchange offerings, IEOs? An initial exchange offering is a byproduct of the ICO. IEOs strive to be more secure by adding curation to the offering. IEOs are underwritten and take place on a cryptocurrency exchange like Binance or CoinList. In this scenario, the crypto exchange works as a middleman between the investor and the company raising money. Thus, the exchange is responsible for vetting the project, marketing the project, and selling the tokens for a fee. Although IEOs provide more security and curation, they are still a high-risk investment and should be considered cautiously. At the present moment, the best IEO platforms from the perspective of return on investment are CoinList and Binance Launchpad. What are initial DEX offerings, IDOs? IDOs are like IEOs, but they take place on a decentralized exchange, DEX. IDOs are quickly becoming the preferred method for launching a token to raise capital for crypto projects as they merge ICOs and IEOs. IDOs are new to the market, however, and are less established than other fundraising mechanisms, but they solve the issue of depending on centralized platforms. IEOs and IDOs are largely the same, except for the platform that hosts the fundraising process. The former is centralized, Binance CoinList, and the latter is decentralized, Polkastator. What are initial public offerings, IPOs? An IPO is what happens when a company goes from private to public by selling shares of its stock on the public market. Companies go public to raise funds and gain liquidity. They might reinvest this capital in their infrastructure or scale the company. The IPO process isn't very democratic. It favors large institutional investors, like hedge funds and large banks. What is crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the practice of raising small amounts of money from a large number of people. By getting the word out on social media and leveraging crowdfunding websites like Kickstarter, entrepreneurs can expand their pool of investors beyond the usual venture capitalists and angel investors. How crypto is disrupting venture capital? The traditional way of raising money for a startup involves creating a business plan, getting multiple rounds of funding, and eventually reaching a profitable exit. But the proliferation of cryptocurrencies has led to the development of alternative financing methods. Token sales provide funding to a startup for developing and launching their product while incentivizing the community to invest in it. Entrepreneurs here don't have to go through rounds of deals and negotiations. If the project succeeds and your tokens increase in value, you can sell them for a profit. In 2017 alone, the top 15 token sales raised over $100 million. But things can get a little tricky when it comes to token sales, since there's no real-world market value to discuss. This can lead to volatile price changes, and that kind of risk might dissuade an old-school investor from participating. But savvy investors see this as an opportunity. They don't have to wait for an IPO to recover their investment and make a profit. Early investors could quickly recoup their initial investment when a project launches, as well as make significant profits if the project has high value and demand. The history of ICOs. Token sales have come a long way since their first appearance in 2013. Ethereum, Bitcoin's biggest competitor, had one of the most successful token sales in crypto history, raising $18 million at 0.3 per token. Ethereum currently has a market cap that's well over $156 billion at the time of writing. It's cemented itself as one of the best crypto investments you could have participated in. But the history of ICOs is not all sunshine and rainbows. One tragic example of an ICO's gone wrong is the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, or DAO. The DAO was an Ethereum-based company that wanted to build a model for an organization that would intelligently and efficiently allocate capital. The company raised more than $180 million over just a couple of months, but due to a glitch in the software, hackers made away with more than $50 million. This destroyed the DAO project and sent Ethereum into crisis mode. Is it safe to invest in an ICO? You can make a great deal of money investing in token sales, but you can just as easily lose it. Token sales are a high-risk, high-reward investment. And as with any investment, you can't really predict success with absolute certainty. Companies might not complete the project or might even maliciously trick you into investing in their business without any intention of ever launching. This should be expected for an entirely new and mostly unregulated field. However, you can take a few measures to assess the credibility of an ICO project to avoid getting scammed. Beware of anonymous teams. If the project developers are anonymous or unknown to anyone in the community, that's a red flag. If they are not willing to put their reputation on the line, it might be best to keep your money. Alternatively, wait until the community has audited the project's code and some early success or traction once the token starts trading. Only invest in IEOs on reputable exchanges. The crypto community has managed to regulate ICOs through IEOs. An exchange puts its reputation on the line to screen various companies, only offering the most promising ones for investment. Be skeptical of lofty goals. If the developers set unrealistic goals for what they want to achieve, they might not know what they're doing. Perhaps worse, they might not care and are just looking for a way to scam a quick buck out of you. Avoid projects without a functioning product. Legitimate blockchain projects typically have already built a functioning product that's available to their users. If a project doesn't have a functional product, it's a precarious investment. You are essentially investing in an idea. The economics of how a token is used within a blockchain ecosystem is vital. Suppose the token being sold doesn't capture value or incentivize investors to hold it. In that case, it is probably a useless token and likely going to go to zero. Token auctions, reverse Dutch auction. Token auctions, also known as reverse Dutch auctions, are another kind of crypto investment vehicle. This kind of auction operates backwards from the norm. It starts at an extremely high price and market cap that slowly decreases. Investors will typically wait until they see an acceptable price, then purchase tokens at that price. Investors can save money by waiting and watching the price go lower, but these tokens have a reserve price. Once it reaches the reserve, the sale will end. The best approach here is to go in with a predetermined price you are willing to pay as an investor, and once the token drops to that price, invest. But if it hits its reserve price and the sale closes before you can invest, then don't worry. You just avoided an investment that probably wasn't right for you. The different stages of token sales. Seed round. The seed round is often not very public, as it's the earliest stage of investment. The project's goal at this time is to raise money from venture capital firms or a network of family and friends. These early investors usually get the token at a discounted price, making maximum profits when the token reaches exchanges. The only problem is that a company's token might not make it to exchanges. This makes the seed round a high-risk stage of investment. It should only be done with trusted projects. Seed rounds are usually only available to accredited investors, who are people with a net worth exceeding $1 million or an annual income exceeding $200,000. Private sales. Projects at the private sales stage have things like a white paper and website ready to go. They've built some degree of community around their product, but there is still little visibility into its workings, so people who participate here are often tipped into it by other investors in their network. This stage is also risky, as some projects will not succeed. Public presale. At this stage, a company has secured funding and is ready to roll out the marketing for its token sale. This stage is an opportunity for people to invest in projects at a discounted price. A public presale is similar to a private sale, but it's marketed publicly to the community members and usually has a low minimum investment requirement. Public token sale whitelist. Some projects leave allocations for their community members. This phase often has a time window ranging from a couple days to a couple weeks. The team members usually do a lot of marketing at this stage, asking community members to whitelist, subscribe to the token sale in advance, to show interest. Most times, only those on the whitelist and other approved individuals get to participate. Public token sale. This is the point when the token sale actually takes place. At this stage, marketing momentum has reached a climax and whitelisted community members can participate at a higher price compared to pre-sales or private sales. Although there is no further discount on the price, investors can still profit when the projects launch on exchanges and the tokens gain value. How to invest in token sales. Token Metrics helps share interesting projects with our customers via our daily newsletter and YouTube channel. When you find something you want to invest in, go to the project's site and do some research. Make sure it's a legitimate business. Read the white paper and make sure it includes a description of the project, its real-world applications, a set of realistic goals, and a clear roadmap of how the idea becomes a product. Then gauge community opinion on the project. Browse social media and check relevant Telegram channels to see what kind of sentiment the project is attracting. You might search the name of the project along with keywords like scam, con, or MLM. If you see any posts that credibly include these keywords, that's a potential red flag. Once you've found a token sale that passes muster with you, get in on their seed round private sale or public sale by reaching out to the team or following any public registration instructions. If it's an IEO, you will need to use tokens pertaining to the exchange where the IEO is happening, like BNB for Binance, KCS for KuCoin, and so on. If it's an IDO, you will need to hold a minimum number of tokens to participate. For example, you must hold a minimum of 3,000 Polkastator for a certain number of days in order to participate in their sales. Once the payment is made and the token sale or IEO is over, store your new tokens in a hardware wallet like a Nano Ledger or Trezor. If there's no supported hardware wallet option, make sure you use two-factor authentication and a strong, unique password on your exchange account. After the estimated project listing deadline has elapsed, the tokens get listed on crypto exchanges like KuCoin, Huobi, or OKEx, and they're then available to buy and sell to the general public. The bottom line, ICOs, IEOs, and IDOs are fundraising tools. IEOs are quite like ICOs, but with an added layer of screening by reputable exchanges that lower the risk involved. IDOs are like IEOs, but they're decentralized. Do your due diligence by researching the project before investing in it. Thank you for listening to this episode. We will be back with more crypto insights. Until then, happy investing.